One of the big pharmas is getting bigger.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This has been a slow year for mergers and acquisitions, unless we are talking about the pharmaceutical industry. This morning, news of another big drug company deal. Marketplace's Elisa Roth has been following the news from our New York bureau. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
Who is buying what for how much?
Abbott Laboratories, which is an American drug company, is buying the pharmaceutical business of Solvay. That's a Belgian chemical company. And Abbott will pay almost $7 billion for Solvay.
Almost $7 billion. And what does Abbott get for the money?
Abbott gets a couple of new drugs. The big ones are for high blood pressure and Parkinson's disease. It also gets full control of two cholesterol drugs that Abbott and Solvay have actually developed and have been selling together. Also, Solvay has been working on a swine flu vaccine. So this deal could be a way for Abbott to get in on that business, which everybody thinks is going to be pretty big.
So as I mentioned, Elisa, the pharma business is this rare hot spot for M&As, mergers and acquisitions. What's going on in the drug business?
The big pharma companies are all worried that they're going to start losing money when the patents run out on a bunch of big-name products. And they also have a lot of cash on hand. So pretty much they've been going around buying each other up. It's a way to acquire new products without having to come up with them from scratch.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth joining us live from New York City. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now let's do the numbers. European markets are mostly lower this morning. Germany, though, is the exception. It's up almost 1% after Germany's chancellor, Angela Merkel, won re-election last night, and voters gave more power to the fiscally conservative Free Democrats. Back to the losses, though, now. Asian markets fell today pretty hard. Japan's index lost 2.5% thanks to a rising yen, which makes Japanese exports like Honda's more expensive for foreign customers. Wall Street snapped its winning streak last week, with the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ tumbling 2%. The Dow shed about 1.5% on the week and closed at 9,665. Okay, quick poll to get your brains working this morning. Should the Fed or the Treasury take the lead in regulating our financial system? Well, World Bank President Robert Zoellick will give his answer this morning, as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
The leader of the World Bank is giving no slack to central bankers around the globe. He says they've not addressed the risks when it comes to regulating the economy. So Robert Zoellick says, give more control in financial reform to the U.S. Treasury. His comments are part of a speech he's expected to give today at Johns Hopkins University. The Obama administration has been pushing to put the Fed in charge of overhauling the financial system. But Zoellick says central bankers haven't quite done the job in keeping us out of economic calamity. Plus, the Fed is only a quasi-governmental organization. On the other hand, Congress has more control over the Treasury. So it may be better able to oversee the Treasury as it regulates those large financial institutions. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com. And by Monsanto, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields without increasing demands on natural resources. More at ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
I imagine you have heard the term ugly Americans to describe our countrymen and women who travel abroad and are viewed as, you know, loud and obnoxious and insensitive to the host culture. Well, as more and more Indians travel outside their borders, they're starting to get a bad rap as well. Raymond Thibodeau has our story from New Delhi.
A recent survey from the online travel agency Expedia had some bad news for Indian travelers. 4,500 surveyed hoteliers from around the world rated Indians as some of their worst customers, loud, fussy, and cheap. Ritu Sehgal, who manages a travel agency here in New Delhi, is unabashed.
We kind of enjoy life full size, you know, king size or something. I'm not apologetic about the Indian customer being thrifty. Even I like a good bargain if I get it.
In India, it's normal for middle and upper class people to have a cook, a driver, a nanny. She says that master-servant relationship is often carried abroad, so travelers treat waiters, flight attendants, and taxi drivers as underlings.
That's not that they're trying to be rude or mean or anything. They just don't know a different way to be. So there again, our role comes in, I think. We need to educate them.
She says the West also needs to familiarize itself with the habits of Indian travelers. She says Indians often complain to her that hotels rarely offer Bollywood movies and that foreign restaurant workers often don't know that many Indians prefer to eat with their hands. Azhar Usman is an Indian comedian based in Chicago. He says stereotyping of any kind isn't helpful, but then again,
just as not all American tourists, you know, fit the stereotype of the ugly American, we all know that there are some people that do.
He says the bigger issue here is the rise of a class of Indians who can afford to travel abroad.
Folks are not necessarily getting acculturated into, you know, perhaps the best way to behave yourself. The very fact that we have a category now of the Indian traveler, it speaks volumes about how far India has come as a country.
With the global slowdown, India is one of the few countries still spending on travel. Again, Ritu Sehgal from the travel agency.
Can any one of us who are in this business can survive without the rich Indian traveler, ugly or beautiful, whatever?
And many tour companies from the U.S., Europe, and the Middle East seem to agree. They've set up offices in cities like New Delhi and Mumbai. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
And finally, the World Conquer Championships have raised more than $500,000 for charity. So it's so sad to hear new allegations of conquer tampering. Maybe I should say that conkers is a British game where you use a horse chestnut seed, your conquer, to shatter other people's chestnuts. Well, an upcoming tournament has been rocked by charges of artificial conquer hardening by means of baking, varnishing, even soaking conkers in vinegar. The latest allegations are clearly appalling, but not new. In 1993, the conquer authorities found signs of vinegar and high heat, and they disqualified ex-Monty Python member Michael Palin. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.